Now, so ductal carcinoma in situ of the breast is a kind of intraductal proliferative breast lesions. And I show this slide to show people the different degree of atypia, or this is a term we use to describe cells which gradually over time become more abnormal looking, so that they gradually approach the appearance of cancer cells. And so from the earliest type, which is called flat epithelial atypia, to the most bizarre looking, definitely cancer cell looking type, which is high-grade ductal carcinoma in situ. Now, I told you earlier on that nowadays, because we are doing mammograms more and more, we actually see more of these lesions. And there are a lot of debates on, okay, you know, what are we going to do with, now, even for the DCIS, there are debates on what we should do, how much we should treat. And more importantly now, when we see these, it is even more difficult to decide, okay, how much should the surgeon remove, whether we should go in and remove more. And what is more confusing is that if your pathologists have time or have the proficient to go to all these continuing medical education conferences, they would change the names. And nowadays, some of our pathologists started using the new WHO names for these lesions. They call it DIN lesions, which is the ductal intraepithelial neoplasia lesions. So they have 1A, 1B, 1C, and type 2, type C, type 3 lesions. Perhaps the physicians in the group can tell me, in the pathology report, do they use atypical ductal hyperplasia, or do they use DIN type 1B?